540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's no garbage or recycling pickup today in Milwaukee because of the Good Friday holiday. City offices will be closed, and that means collection days will shift ahead after the weekend. Milwaukee drop-off sites will be closed today and Sunday, but open tomorrow morning. The holiday doesn't impact everything. Early voting is still going on. That's happening today and Sunday. You can find out more about how to vote early and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. A well-known Milwaukee Islamic leader has been detained by federal immigration agents, sparking protests and calls for his release. Salah Sasour, president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, has lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years and runs several local businesses. Supporters say he's being targeted for his advocacy on behalf of Palestinians, and most high-profile Democratic leaders are calling for his release. Homeland Security put out a statement last night that accuses Sasour of lying on his immigration form and having ties to terrorism dating back decades. Sasour's attorneys call the charges political, not criminal. His case will be heard in a Chicago immigration court Tuesday. Amtrak's next step in expanding passenger service in Wisconsin starts with a public conversation. The company is working with state and local partners on a plan called Hiawatha West, which could bring two daily round trips from Milwaukee to Pewaukee, Watertown, and Madison. It's in the early stages, and Amtrak says public feedback will help shape the project. People can join an online session Tuesday, April 15th at 7 o'clock to learn more. Three candidates for the Wauwatosa School Board are facing ethics complaints. The complaints were filed by a resident named Peter Barron last week, accusing the three candidates of improper contributions or failing to report contributions. Those facing complaints include Heather Burke, Chris Merker, and Dan Stemper. They're part of a group of four known as the 2030 Slate, an effort to run and be elected together. The last member is Todd Kohler, but it doesn't appear a complaint was filed against him. Milwaukee's mayor is pushing back against plans for a Menominee-run Hard Rock Casino in Kenosha. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells JS Online that another casino in the region isn't needed and that the money could end up going to Hard Rock's owners in Florida. The Menominee Nation says it would mean big benefits here, over 1,000 local jobs and hundreds of millions in new economic output. Kenosha's mayor backs the plan, while critics want more transparency in the federal review. You can give public comment on that project until April 12th. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Cole Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make, you know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility, you need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC, tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games, so it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Durang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lull in the active weather pattern today before more rain moves in. For today, expect partly sunny skies with steady temperatures in the mid-40s. For tonight, rain redeveloping. Some thunderstorm is possible as well. Look for low temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Currently, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.